We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
And we are on the line with New York State Senator Patrick Gallivan. And Senator, there's now a renewed effort to pass bills in Albany that could end lifetime prison sentences in New York. And one of them in particular is called the Elder Parole Bill. What's your thoughts on this bill since it's been pushed into the Senate Committee on Crime, which you're a part of?
I think it makes no sense. I think it's continued criminal justice policies in the past year that have been proposed and passed that favor the offenders over law-abiding citizens and victims in our community. And it's very troubling. Interesting, the governor, in a state of the statement, I'm quoting, said the government's first priority is to protect its people. And New York is failing that right now. These criminal justice changes that took effect January 1st are problematic for our communities. We have seen offenders reoffend. We've seen somebody killed out in Long Island by a repeat drunk driver. And it's only a matter of time before it affects every community. To think that if somebody is 55 years old, that they are too old to commit another crime is ridiculous. It's outrageous. Buffalo News yesterday, I read a story, I forget the state, but I read a story of an 86-year-old man who robbed a bank at gunpoint down in one of our southern states. And just in the past month or so, a 77-year-old man who a judge said is too old to be considered a danger to the community was released and killed a woman. And he had killed before. Victims should be offended by this. The community should be concerned by this. If we have an issue relating to the health care for our elderly inmates, perhaps we could house them a little differently. The Department of Corrections could create one of their facilities, could turn into a facility that provides a little bit more care if it's necessary. But people who are victimized, people who have lost loved ones, they're serving a life sentence. And there are some people who just simply can't be rehabilitated and don't belong out on the streets.
One of the things that this bill does not address, though, is what types of crimes were committed. I imagine as this goes through the committee process, it would be further addressed there. But it really only addresses people above age 55 and above who have served at least 15 years in prison. Now, just kind of taking a step back and looking at this situation, do you think, though, that there are maybe certain crimes that you think should be considered for an early release for somebody who is older and has served a significant amount of time in prison if they're deemed rehabilitated by our parole board? Do you think there should be some sort of consideration based on certain crimes?
Well, first, the parameters proposed in this bill, the age 55 having to serve a prison sentence in prison for at least 15 years, really already separates these crimes, or identifies the crimes as the most serious. The murder, the rape first, the assault first. Things that lawmakers have previously determined are so serious they merit at least 15 years in prison. There already is a provision in state law that allows for medical parole if somebody is extremely infirm. I don't recall if the case has to be terminal or not, but there are already provisions in state law that provide a mechanism for somebody to be released before the end of their sentence if they meet certain circumstances. And not that that's something that I completely favor, but point out it already exists. So I think that this is the proposed law is offensive to victims, and at the same time, I don't think it's necessary.
Now, how do you think this is going to play out in that Senate committee, though? Now, this kind of follows the same narrative as last year, as Democrats are in control of Albany, so really they're the ones who can determine the agenda on things. Do you expect this to pass through this year?
It's hard to say, because there's been so much outcry over the criminal justice changes that took effect the first of the year. That's something that could have somewhat of a chilling effect on additional bills of this type, but I don't know. Things have gone on over the course of the past year. They have really high common sense in my mind, and they continue to take place at the expense of our communities, unfortunately.
Now, this is a bill, this along with the Fair and Timely Parole Bill, which, you know, they're kind of focused on the same topic, just largely talking about rehabilitation of older inmates. This has been signed on by a lot of your colleagues in the New York State Senate. So, you know, is there, I guess, a more concern that because there's been so many co-sponsors to this, largely from downstate, that it's going to pass?
Well, the concern, I'm concerned when anybody puts a bill like this forward for the safety of our communities. As far as its passing, I don't know. Certainly if it came up for a vote with a large contingent of these downstate legislators that make up the majority, it would likely pass. It's a question of whether the legislative leaders recognize the responsibility to all the citizens of the state, or if they just want to continue to favor offenders. That really becomes the question. And unfortunately, I don't know the answer to that.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.